This is Talk of the Rock with Kayla DeRoche, and I have a couple of guests with me here.
Pat Branson, Executive Director of the Senior Citizens of Kodiak.
Laurie Murdoch, Executive Assistant of the Senior Citizens of Kodiak Incorporated.
All right, and part of what you're here to talk with me about tonight, or today, is the Aging Mastery Program. So what is that?
Well, let's get to, can we get to our services that we do first?
Yeah, let's do that first.
Yeah, we're talking, generally speaking, about what we do and just getting the information out there, and then we'll talk about the Aging Mastery Program, which is pretty exciting. We're one of 8 senior centers in the western part of the country to be selected to do this program. Senior Citizens of Kodiak has been around since 1973. We were incorporated, just providing information and referral services. And we have come a long way since then. We're nationally accredited 3 times through the National Council on Aging and the National Institute of Senior Centers. We're the only senior center in the state that has done this, and we're very proud of that because it's a rigorous program to be nationally accredited in review of not just your financials, like an audit or just a program review, but everything that you do is reviewed on 9 different standards. So we became accredited first in 2003. It was good for 5 years, and then again in 2008, and most recently in 2013. So the services that we provide, and this was our original mission statement that really was in place for over 40 years, and that was to provide support services for those people 60 and older on Kodiak Island so they might live longer with independence, honor, and dignity. And recently, our 9-member board of directors reviewed that mission statement and changed it to enhance the lives of older adults. So it gives us a little bit more flexibility in what we can do and do the AMP program. So we offer congregate meals 5 days a week where people come to the center and eat and socialize and have great meals with fresh soup and a huge salad bar, entree, dessert, and sometimes that meal is for 2 meals when people come. So it really makes a big difference having socialization as well as a hot, good, nutritious meal. We offer home-delivered meals 7 days a week. We're the only senior center in the state that does that. And we know that that's vitally important in keeping people living independently. We are the lead agency for the Kodiak Area Transit System, coordinated transit system for 15 different nonprofits, with a little public service in the morning and the afternoon. And we're going to be expanding that, and probably within the next month in September by then. And we have an adult day program, Island Cove Adult Day Program, opened up in 1991 and is a structured, safe, active environment for people who you don't have to be 60. You might have a traumatic brain injury or dementia and be under 60, might be recovering from a stroke, but it offers a safe place for not only participants, but as well as family caregivers, where they can have their loved one go and be taken care of, get a breakfast, a nutritious lunch, a snack, and be active during the day. Cats often brings people to Island Cove and then takes them home during the day. They can live independently with other home and community-based support services assisting them so that they can remain living independently. We have a family caregiver program that offers training, counseling, information, and access to those people who are caregiving for people 60 and over, no matter where that 60-year-old might live. I've used the program for my 93-year-old mother who lives in Florida, and my 93-year-old mother-in-law who lives in Seattle. So, and that training goes on. We also have a lifeline system where you can push a button and remain at home safely, and that's through us as well. And we provide respite to families as well. We have a senior in-home program that provides care coordination for people who are not on the Medicaid waiver program, and also chore service to help them be in a safe, clean environment. And we also do care coordination and bill for Medicaid waiver, which is a waiver for people 65 and older who opt to stay at home instead of going to a nursing home and have home and community-based services come to them so that they can remain in their own home. So we provide care coordination, adult day, meals, transportation, all under the Medicaid waiver program and bill for that program. So we're a full-service agency. I think we have a lot of visitors that come. whether they're seniors or not, and just amazed by the environment in which we provide these services. We've upgraded everything to our building that was built in 1985. New roof, new floor, paint, boiler, kitchen, everything that we've been able to apply for at the state and private foundation level, we've done. And it's a beautiful building. It's kept very well. We have an incredible staff who have been there a long time. I've been there 27 years. Oh. I have aged in place. And our adult day director has been there 16 years. Lori's been there 8 years. So our goal is to keep our staff employed and the people know who they are and they're well trained, so we don't have a huge turnover. And we've been very successful in that regard. We're a private nonprofit. We have a 9-member board. We also have an endowment board. We have an endowment that began in 1987 by Bob Bible, who lived on his boat in the harbor with his dog, Susie. And since that time, the endowment has grown through private donations of cash, estates, and land. So we're a model agency for the state and certainly with the National Council on Aging as well. We were one of, as I said, 8 senior centers from the western states. There were 2 in Portland, 1 in Fort Collins, Salt Lake, Fort Worth, Tucson. Where was the other one, Lori? There were 2 others.
One from Texas.
Houston.
Houston, right.
And us that were selected to be part of this aging mastery program that's been very successful. Piloted on the East Coast and now in Massachusetts and other states on the East Coast. So we wrote the grant for that and were selected by NCOA, National Council on Aging. We're very excited about this program because it fits our mission to do outreach to those people who are 55 and older, even though our programs that I just described are guided by the Older Americans Act, which is for people 60 and older. We're offering this program and can, according to the grant regulations, to people 55 and older. So that's who we are, what we do, full service agency, all being done with a staff of 16, all of them.
Wow.
I know, it's amazing. They work very hard, cross-train, they fill in, and really step up to the plate. I can't praise them enough. So I'm going to turn this over to Lori. And if that's okay with you.
Yeah, let's go.
And Lori can talk about the Aging Mastery Program, AMP, because she's going to be the one that is implementing this.
Yes, I will be the facilitator. Well, the Aging Mastery Program will empower older adults to make and maintain small but impactful changes in their behaviors. AMP was, we went to a 2-day training. We're very excited about it. It will offer innovative approach to help individuals navigate this phase of their lives. And we're not saying the end of their lives, but this phase of their life as they age. The program will incorporate evidence-based informational materials, expert speakers, group discussions, peer support, and small rewards to give them the participants the skills and tools that they need to achieve measurable improvements in managing their health. We are hoping that some of these programs, such as navigating longer lives, medication management, financial fitness, will help them to contribute to society in a meaningful way for the rest of their lives.
And this is these subjects, and we have a full curriculum that's available that really a whole manual in presenting this and doing outreach for the AMP program from NCOA. And the topics that have been chosen as part of this curriculum, they went through and got peer reviews. So it's a pretty standard curriculum that will encompass a lot of different topics for people in advanced planning. What to do when someone gets sick or at the end of your life, doesn't, as Lori said, doesn't mean it's the end of your life, but how to be productive and get the most out of your life at this age. So exercise, eating healthy, and we're going to bring in experts to speak on each of these topics. And the class is 10 weeks long.
10 weeks long, and we're really excited because we're able to offer it to those people 55 and older, and we've made arrangements with the Kodiak Public Library to offer it in an evening-type class. excuse me. So it will be, the program begins September 14th and will run at the public library from 7 to 9 p.m. It is about a 90-minute class. We're giving ourselves 2 hours just to kind of get, in case there's over talk and people asking questions, there will be a little bit longer time there. And it will end at the November 16th will be the last week. We will also offer it at the Senior Center on Thursdays from 11:30 to 1, where people that aren't working or have that time that's a better time for them can come and also enjoy this class. We're looking for a total of 30 participants for this fall class. We're sure hoping to get it. We think by having the 55-year-olds, those are people my age, and younger, actually, we really hope that they'll come and enjoy some of this because it's going to be great. I mean, just learning about how to exercise and using mindfulness. I actually watched the first curriculum class this week, and there's a great TED Talk where they talk about gratitude and learning how to appreciate those things in your life. And I'm very excited. I think it's going to be a really awesome opportunity for people in Kodiak to understand what it's like to age.
When we were at the training hosted by the National Council on Aging with these other senior centers from the Western states, Joanne, who's from Duxbury, Massachusetts, where the pilot program for AMP began, was there just so excited about this program and how it engaged people, changed their life, and that they had to turn people away. So part of the grant contract with NCOA is that we need to have 30 people as part of this in the first semester, if you will, because we'll be offering it again next semester as well. So as Lori described, we thought it might be better to reach those younger people, 55 and older, if they're still working or if they choose to have a night class to come to the library. And then those people who, I mean, even 55 and younger can come to lunch at the Senior Center and enjoy the class if you're not working. But we thought we might be in a better situation to have 15 for each session or for each session of 10 classes rather than one of 30 to give some options. In fact, that was suggested by Jim Furman, who's the president of NCOA, because all these other senior centers where it's been done, at least the Elite Eight, as we're called now, as part of the Western group, they're in big cities. So we're the small one. We always like to be selected for these kind of things, and so we just have to find different ways to do it. And the aim is to spread this program throughout the state in which we live. So we know that if it's successful here, we can present it to the Division of Senior Services or to the AgeNet network, which is comprised of all the senior service providers in the state, and they can participate in this as well once we do a testing of this throughout the first year.
And the great thing about this first year is because we received this grant from National Council on Aging, it is free. So it's a 10-week class that's free to those people 55 and older. So, you know, come and enjoy it while, you know, we're still dealing with living underneath the grant.
And that grant was for the first year.
The first year,
so
yeah.
We'll be offering it again in the second semester with two different sessions. Or if we need to make changes at all, we will certainly do that and see how we can improve. So, and according to the grant, we need to have a certain percentage of people graduate, but there are celebrations throughout each session that's presented. So it's not only information you're getting, you are socializing with a group of people that hopefully will gel throughout the 10 weeks. You know how it is when you go to college and you have the same people in the class. This will be a small class. And there are rewards, as Lori described, throughout each session where you have points that you can get for doing different things. And you probably, Kayla, don't remember green stamps or probably have never even heard of them.
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't. But if you grew up in the 50s.
And 60s.
And you had green stamps where you would get these green stamps from buying groceries. And this is what NCOA refers it back to in context. And then you would get rewards and you could get a toaster or whatever it was. So we're not giving away toasters. But we will have different rewards. Maybe lunch tickets at the Senior Center, maybe a ticket to the Orpheum, where people can be encouraged and rewarded for changing their life in a positive manner.
Yeah, because there are going to be daily feedback. You know, we're going to expect them to feedback to see what they've done by goal setting and trying to achieve certain goals for that week of you know, exercising for 30 more minutes or you know, meditating for 15 minutes. Or it's all a series of goal setting and rewards. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and so healthy eating, all of that. So, you know, as we age, we really just don't need to check out, even if you're retired and say, well, I'm just going to travel. And so there are certain things that you might want to focus on to make your travels even better and your socialization better, your mind better, and things that we need to be aware of as far as financial fitness and where we are in our life. And because we're living longer, which is a great thing. Not just from the services that we provide as an agency, but it's a national trend with baby boomers, where we are, we're redefining aging. And so what are we doing about it to be productive citizens as well? And that's another class that's being offered is community engagement. So hopefully you're not just checking out, you know, and just sitting at home watching TV and traveling, because the information we got from NCOA was, I think it was, we had these bars of how people participated, and TV watching was at a high point.
Yeah, it was really high, yeah.
Do you have that, Lori?
I think I do have that, actually. But what I was going to bring up, too, is that people are living longer than their grandparents did. They're living almost twice as long with good years of health. So, like, if you... At 65 years old back in 1950, you could have expected to live about to 77. Now you can expect to live to about 85.
And that's different for men and women.
Yeah, that's for a man. For women, they could have expected to live to about 82, and now it's closer to 90 years old.
Wow.
So it's exciting to know that people are living longer and hopefully having a lot more active lives. I'm looking for that right now, Pat.
And so how are you going to, with the span of years after you retire, no matter which year you retire in, 65 or 70, or maybe you want to continue to work? I think the information that we're seeing with most baby boomers is that most of them haven't put aside enough money to retire anyway. But it's here I am over 65, and I enjoy working. I have a meaningful job, a great staff, and I don't know when I'm going to retire. I have no set age. I don't know. So we're and even people who do retire may volunteer or work part-time. So it's all the spread of the number of years that you go beyond the retirement age. I had a grandmother who died when she was 53, very young, and my mother, 93. So it's very different, and the baby boomers will extend that even more. And the other point is that we don't really think about this, but this is one of the things that we brought up when we were with other senior centers from the Western states, is that Alaska has the fastest growing senior population in the country.
Really?
People are staying here. 20 years ago, people would get their retirement, if they work for the state or school or whomever, and they would leave. But that's not happening now. In fact, we see younger people bringing their parents here. From New York, we know that, and other places, bigger cities where it's easier to access the services here and see your loved one than try and make 10,000 phone calls to different agencies and put together a program that might be supportive of keeping your loved one at home. So people are staying here. That's a good thing. And continuing to own homes, continuing to be active, and this just amps up their life a little bit more.
That's right. So you have the figures in front of you there.
Yeah, so most of the time, people 65 to 74 and even over 75 are sleeping and taking care of themselves, personal care. That's how they spend their day. Leisure and sports and household activities. Civic activities and caring for helping others is minimal.
Mm.
And I think where this program might elevate that somewhat, because we have viable citizens who have been here and may have volunteered or worked or served in a civic organization that may not be so much interested in that anymore, but they're a wealth of wisdom and experience that we want to bring that up. So it's not just benefiting, this program isn't just benefiting the individual, it's benefiting the community as well.
Well, and statistically, it's in this class we learned that the people that are engaged in their communities tend to live longer and happier lives because they are sharing themselves, not sitting at home watching TV, getting depressed over
what's on TV.
Yeah, what's on television, what's on reality TV. Instead, they're getting involved in reality in their communities, and it's much more beneficial to them.
So 10-week class and starts September 14th at the library, and then that Thursday of that week, the 17th, it will be at the Senior Center. So you can come down and have lunch or not and participate in the class, 90 minutes. And so the classes, again, I'd like to go over that. So navigating longer lives, exercising body and mind, sleep. We know how sleep patterns change when you age. Healthy eating, medication management. Even if you're not on medication, you might want to, maybe your spouse is, or you may be in the future. Financial fitness, advanced planning, like the advanced directives, wills, trusts, that kind of information, which is complicated. Healthy relationships, falls prevention, which is huge, and community engagement. So the classes will conclude the week of the 16th before Thanksgiving. We'll have a graduation and more celebration, and that's what this is all about, is celebrating aging.
And throughout, as you just said about the curriculum, there's also the elective curriculum that they talked about, that there are other subjects that we, you know, if we can find speakers as with regards to getting the most out of Medicare, finding and applying for benefits. I know NCOA has a great website that you can go in and look for benefits if you're needing more than just Medicare and supplements. There are programs that we can help with.
And Lori is a Medicare counselor. So she's trained and certified in as a Medicare counselor.
Yeah, and there's things about employment and second careers. A lot of people like Pat do not want to retire. They want to continue because they're doing meaningful things. And, you know, there are meaningful things right here in our community that people are qualified for that they just might not realize that they are.
And lots of volunteer opportunities with all the nonprofits that are out there. We just had Relief for Life going on this weekend, Special Olympics. Lots of nonprofits. Alaska has more nonprofits than any place in the country, and we certainly have our share here that assist people in remaining in our community.
Yeah, and there's lots of, you know, they're got life enrichment and art of living, where there could possibly be meditation classes, driving safety.
And we've offered that class as well.
Yeah, we've done the driving safety through AARP.
And needing to know when you should not be driving any longer, which is a very touchy subject. So Lori has offered that, and it's tied in with a former trooper from Florida.
Yeah, he's from Florida. It's called Beyond Driving with Dignity, and it's where we have a book that we can give to people that can kind of self-test to see if they should be driving or not. And you know, a lot of people don't want to give up driving. And once they realize that their cognitive skills may be lowered and their ability to navigate their 5,000-pound car is not good, they will give up their license most of the time. But it's a program to help them understand what their true abilities are. So we offer that too.
So these sessions, the AMP classes, are free. And we're looking for people to sign up by September 8th by calling Lori, or you can get on our website, www.kodiakseniorcenter.org.
That's not up yet, but it'll be up soon.
It will be, though. But we have some time here. So we're just launching this now and getting the word out, and we're doing more outreach. Lori's going to be going around town and presenting information to different groups in town about it.
Rotary next week.
Right. And we've got posters out. Was mentioned in the paper today, and we'll continue to do that as part of our outreach plan. And it sounds great to me, and always interested in continuing learning. And so this is personal learning, as well as how you can be more engaged in the community and be well too, and into your older years.
You were talking before about how this generation, the older generation at the moment, is redefining elderly existence, about redefining being older for your generation. So
That would be, you call it the older generation?
Older
the
generation.
Baby boomers.
The baby boomers.
That's what we are. Yeah.
We're the baby boomers.
The baby boomers.
That's right.
So what is the changing, evolving perspective regarding the baby boomers, but older generations? Has it changed in the last 20 years?
Oh, yes. And it's continuing to change. So my parents moved to a retirement community in Florida from Chicago. My mother still lives there. And my husband and I probably won't move to a place like that. So, and my mom's active. She walks a half a mile a day. She eats well and socializes. She does all the right things. But am I going to live in a place where I get up and play golf every day because I live on a golf course? Probably not. But there are people who will.
Who
and
to do that.
Yeah,
sure.
Will choose that. But I'm not choosing that. Did my parents work at my age? No. They retired earlier and set a life in place in Florida. I mean, it's something that everybody did. So if you lived on the East Coast or Chicago, you went to Florida to retire. If you lived past that on the West Coast, you went to Arizona to retire. My husband and I, he's retired, and we'll stay here because we choose to live here. We like the diverse community. So these retirement communities that are set up, it's like Sun City in Arizona that Del Webb did. I don't know how they're going to survive very much with the baby boomers coming along. And Lori's a baby boomer too, so maybe she can talk about that. But we're redefining it as to how much older we're living and the kind of lifestyle that we live as well.
Well, I had a woman I spoke to on the telephone the other day, and I said, well, you're welcome to come to the senior center anytime for lunch. And she said, well, you know, I'm not old enough to come to the senior center. And I said, how old are you? She said, 74. And I said, well, actually, it's 60-year-old enough to come. So it's kind of that barrier where we are dealing with it. We're trying to let people know that, you know, if you're 60 and older, you can come and be active with us, not come and just play pinochle. You can come and be active and be involved in our computer classes and our AMP program and all the other great programs that the Senior Center offers.
And we offer exercise every day of the week. Mm-hmm. So with either yoga or Tai Chi. And so the baby boomers, you know, they redefined their life in the 60s. And I think we're carrying that forward as we get into our 60 years of age as well.
Right. Well, it seems like we're running out of time, but I've certainly learned a lot about the baby boomers and the current aging generation and the exciting new things awaiting you in your older years. So thanks for tuning in to Talk of the Rock.
Thank you for having us and getting in the information about AMP.
Thank you.